You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
On Wednesday of this week, the former Green Party co-leader James Shaw will address Parliament as an MP for the last time. And in a moment when his party is, you know, kind of reeling from a combination of scandal and tragedy, his valedictory marks the end of what I think is an unvalued career. Many of the politicians who join, you know, the parties that we think of as being the minor parties, you would have to say are idealists, right? They're not like some Labour or National MPs, more than a few of whom I reckon, you know, just secretly dream of becoming Prime Minister one day. No, they join because they really intensely believe in the political philosophy or in the kaupapa, right? The same applies for ACT, same applies for the Greens. And in the case of the Greens, it's my view that sometimes activism comes at the expense of a more pragmatic strategy in Parliament. Ahead of his valedictory, though, I went back and looked up James Shaw's maiden speech in Parliament from back in 2014. And what really stuck out to me was just how much he talked about overcoming political divisions and tribalism and working together as lawmakers, reaching across the aisle to make connections and compromises with politicians in different parties. And look, that might sound like really bland political speak, right? But actually, politicians in New Zealand don't talk about compromise all of that much. In the US, it's a different story. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats always talk about working across the aisle, even if that's kind of bollocks these days in the US. But the way that the New Zealand system is structured and the culture of our parliament means that usually the only compromise we see is for really big legislation is between coalition or support partners when they're working in government together. So you might see some compromise between like the Greens and Labour. You might see some compromise between National and ACT, but we don't really see really significant legislation worked on by people at the opposite ends of the political spectrum. As an MP, James Shaw did not achieve everything he wanted. Our biggest emitting industry still doesn't pay for its emissions. Tax reform never got done. But it's really interesting to reflect on what big legacy changes have and haven't survived the change of government. So think about it. You got the Māori Health Authority, Three Waters, Auckland Light Rail, Te Pūkenga, the oil and gas ban, the list goes on. So much of the last Labour government's policy and work programme has ultimately been scrapped. But one big piece of work has endured. Despite ACT's continued opposition, the Zero Carbon Act has survived. It has survived the change in government. Why? Well, I would suggest that a major part of the reason is the way that James Shaw went about crafting that legislation. He didn't just charge ahead by himself. He very, very deliberately worked across the aisle. He developed close relationships, in particular, a really close relationship with National's then climate spokesperson, Todd Muller. And he worked to gain the support of every single MP in Parliament except for one. The whole purpose of the legislation, the whole purpose was that it would survive the changing winds and the ups and downs, the cyclical nature of politics over time. And here we are. I just think there is a good argument to be made that when you think about legacy, the single most significant piece of enduring legislation from Jacinda Ardern's time in government was a piece of work developed by an MP who wasn't even in her party, let alone her cabinet. The Zero Carbon Act is a victory for compromise, a victory for putting aside differences and uniting around common goals. And although James Shaw's style and strategy may not have always been appreciated by everyone in his own party, you got to say, the result speaks for itself.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.